Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Paperback writer.
Michael Kozlowski has a very popular online site, goodereader.com, all about ebooks. Thanks for coming in, Michael.
Glad to be here.
You are now my de facto expert on all things ebook. How does that feel?
It's something that I've strived for.
Long, and you're proud. It's a fulfillment of a lifelong dream.
It's true.
Let's talk about Starbucks. Now, I pulled off the newswire that Starbucks is giving away ebooks and apps as well as those little song things. So what's the story there?
Okay, so I guess all this time people are used to going to your Starbucks and seeing that free song of the week.
Yeah.
You go to iTunes, redeem the code. In the States, they're trying a new program now where they're giving away ebooks.
Now, this is just in the States?
Yes.
Okay.
They're more or less just trying it out in the States, and then if it's successful there, then they're going to push it off to more international markets.
But it's from what you're saying, it's not without controversy.
That goes without saying. It seems as though that their first book that they released is incurring much ire with customers.
Because?
They're giving away a book called The Night Circus, I believe.
Okay.
I may be wrong, but that's most probably not the most important thing. The most important thing is it says that it's a free ebook.
Uh-huh.
When you read the ebook, it's about 400 pages, but when you get to page 370, it directs you to the iTunes store to purchase the book. And it does not say that it's a sample on the card. It says that it's a free ebook. And so a lot of people are expressing their disdain on Starbucks forums. They're really slamming it all over the internet.
Well, that used to be a very accepted practice, publishing the first chapter of a book at the end of a previous book in a magazine. Playboy for years would carry the first chapter of a new Kurt Vonnegut novel or something like that. So there would be, that creating a teaser to create interest in a novel, that's been done. But to get to nearly the end before you ask for money, that seems to me a little questionable.
It's true. And when most customers are saying is on the actual cards themselves, it doesn't say sample. It pretty well says a free ebook. And so everyone's expecting a free ebook. And so a lot of people are thinking it's the whole bait and switch type of thing. So for the first ebook that Starbucks is giving away in conjunction with Apple, it's not really off to a good start, to say the least.
No, I guess not. Let's go look. A couple of weeks ago was all the big churn and the big news in the tablet world with HP, of course, deciding to step out of the tablet market and out of the PC market as well. What was your take on that? How did things kind of fall on your side of the?
Well, obviously, the customers benefited.
Yeah.
$99 for a $499 tablet. It's people were all over it. Yeah. I mean,
And I was looking forward to having you on because I've got a friend who purchased the tablet and the HP. And now I had spent some time with it and I thought it was a pretty good operating system. He really bought it because he wanted it as an ebook reader, which falls right into your sweet spot. He says that he can't find a good ebook reading client for it. And is that the case? Is there no apps for reading ebooks on the touchpad?
More or less. There is an official Amazon application, but it is in beta and it's really crash prone.
Yeah, he said the Kindle app, right?
Yeah.
And he says it doesn't work at all. Yeah.
Originally, it was U.S. only, mm-hmm. and then towards right before they lowered the price down to $99, they opened it up to Canada. It's unreadable, basically.
Yeah.
I tried doing a review on it, and it was crashing every few minutes, so I just gave up.
So what's your sense that people are – is there good – do you think there will be apps coming out, or are people going to have to abandon WebOS? Because the option is, of course, to install a different operating system on the touchpads.
Yeah, there is a community effort with Android community to put – Google Android Honeycomb on the HP touchpad.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been pretty well doing it for about the last month and a half. And about a few weeks ago, they got it booting up perfectly, but now they actually got the OS working and apps being able to be loaded on it. So it's it is a viable alternative, although it's not the easiest process for maybe a non-tech savvy user. It's not as easy as just putting in a file and clicking load. You know,
It will take some to install an OS on a device without a keyboard, without a mouse, without all those things. It is going to take some technical clarity. But I guess there's also some news is that once we thought they were gone, they're gone as far as the touchpads, but that might not be the case. It looks like there might be another batch of them coming out.
Yeah, due to the demand, HP has manufactured an additional 200,000 to 300,000, and they're going to be available. They've said on Twitter, and the main people in charge of talking to the public about this have all said between October 1st and October 31st, you're going to be able to see them at Best Buy. They're going to be some at Future Shop and available in more international markets, the UK, the US, and
now,
so on.
Was this a case of them using up their available parts? This isn't going to be an ongoing thing. There's not going to be another wave of them after
this. No, this is the last batch. This is pretty well, they had screens left over and all these sort of things. So they had it's their final swan song pretty well.
Okay, putting it all together. Lots of news coming out of Amazon. I guess in the tablet world, everybody's kind of waiting with bated breath for the other shoe to fall. You know, the iPad has risen to be the dominant product. Nobody else is really approaching it. But everybody's waiting and thinking that the Amazon tablet might be finally some serious competition for the iPad.
Yeah, it's Amazon's sort of adhering to their old philosophy with the tablet coming out sometime in October or early November, that they're going to take a loss on the hardware to make their money back selling ebooks, magazines, all of their content, their cloud platform, their Amazon app store. So it's sort of how they really got big to begin with, where they undercut everybody selling ebooks, that nobody could compete with them. And so before anybody could really catch up, they were the dominant power. So they're sort of adhering to their creed where they will take a loss selling the hardware, which will benefit the end consumer. Everybody's saying that it'll be roughly about $250. So
really,
it's significantly lower cost than the iPad.
Yeah, so because the iPads are right now $500 to $700, I guess, is the kind of the going rate for the iPads. So they'll be half the price of the iPad.
Yeah, so undoubtedly, a lot of think tank and research firms have all said, like Forrester Research, iSupply, big name companies who do these sort of statistics for a living, say about 4 million will be sold by the end of the year.
Now, do you sense that some of the stuff that we've seen, some of the unique connectivity features that are in the Kindle with the WhisperNet and stuff like that, do you have a sense that that's going to be a part of this iPad part of the Amazon tablet framework?
Nobody really knows.
Really?
Nobody's, other than one tech blog who had 5 minutes with it, nobody knows really anything. And Amazon usually is really silent with the development of their products until they actually have something to show commercials for or to do official press releases for.
But we are starting to see the groundwork laid for the release of this product, and some fairly big news happened just recently on that front.
Yeah. For one, Amazon has created an Android app store that's been running for roughly about the last 6 months. That's only available in the US. And what they have done just in the last 24 hours has opened it up to Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, and a lot of other countries. And so this is in prelude to being able to have as many people in as many markets being able to download apps and install them right on your device.
Okay, so that's just been released into other countries, so that in Canada we can now go to the Amazon Android App Store and start to download apps now.
Right.
So you can do this on your Android phone or your Android tablet.
Yes, you can do that with either device. All you need is an Amazon registered account.
Okay, and that is a big step towards that had to be in place before the tablet was viable.
It's true. And it's USA only up until just in the last 24 hours, because they just wanted to have people work out all the bugs and everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
They also have done a lot of other content. They've made partnerships with different magazine companies to get single issues and subscription issues. They pretty well are doing a lot of things to amalgamate all their different services under one banner. They're even working on offering an ebook subscription service similar to Netflix. They're in talks with publishers right now. For an annual fee, you'll have access to X number of ebooks. So
that's good. Yeah, that's kind of along the line of what Audible does as far as the subscription service with the books.
It's true.
Good.
So they're trying to capitalize on that to try to get people as much content as possible.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you've started a new website. We're going to talk about lending ebooks.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.